Yes, keep going.
Well, that's what we were discussing this very night. And we didn't find the answer, even though we stayed up half the night and lost a bunch of sleep.
What was the question? He gave me a wary look.
I don't know that I should tell you, 'cause you ain't a chicken.
I'm head of ranch security. I know every secret on this ranch.
You don't know this one, Pooch. It's the chicken riddle of life. And no chicken has figured it out in 10,000 years.
Try me.
Well, all right. Here goes.
He leaned forward and whispered,
Pooch, for 10,000 years, chickens have been crossing roads, but none of us has ever figured out why.
The air hissed out of my lungs. I paced a few steps away, then whirled around to face the audience of staring chickens. All right, I want you to pay close attention to this. I've wasted half my night on you dumbbells, and I want you to listen, so that we'll never have to go through this again. Dead silence and total attention. The chickens held their respective breaths and waited for my announcement. You could have heard a needle in a haystack. I continued. I'm here to address the burning question, why does a chicken cross the road? For centuries, your ancestors searched for the answer but never found it. I will now reveal it to you. I had them in the palm of my coconut. Every chicken neck bent forward, every ear was turned in my direction. Although chickens don't actually have ears, how do they hear? We don't have the answer to that, but the point is that this was a very dramatic moment. I gazed out at the audience and plunged on with my speech. Ladies and gentlemen, hens and roosters, distinguished guests, a chicken crosses the road to get to the other side. For a long moment, no one moved or spoke. Then the silence was broken by the sound of 27 hens and one rooster gasping in unison. Then suddenly the place erupted in cheers and applause, and I was mobbed by a crowd of grateful chickens. They were cheering and laughing, reaching out their wings to touch me and calling out my name.
Hank, oh Hank the cow dog, you've answered the chicken riddle of life. Oh wise dog, oh wonderful Pooch.
Well, I hardly knew how to respond. I mean, I'd always thought of myself as smarter than your average dog and better looking, but still, it was a little embarrassing to tell you the truth. All those hens gasping around me and fainting, reaching out to touch me and crying out my name. It was the kind of scene you might have in your wildest dreams, but never expecting to expectorate in real life. Expect to experience in real life, shall we say. It was almost too good to be true, is the point. And very humble, very, very humble. I was so humbled, so deeply moved by their Gertrude that I stayed among them for half an hour, allowing them to touch me as many times as they wanted. And you know what? This experience kind of changed my attitude about chickens. For years, I had thought of them as dumb birds and brainless bundles of feathers, but all at once, I began to realize that, gee, these chickens had an intelligence that I'd never noticed before. Just look at the way they were responding to, well, to me, you might say. Yes, these were uncommonly smart birds, and it was pretty clear that they had refined taste, and you won't believe this, but several of them actually wanted to adopt me into their flock, to make me an honorary chicken. And gosh, even to appoint me as their emperor. Pretty amazing, huh? You bet. Of course, I couldn't accept the offer. I already had a job. Have I mentioned that I'm head of ranch security? I addressed the audience.